Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
You think Chip Kelly left Oregon for the NFL to stay one step ahead of the NCAA posse? Giddy up. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. An ESPN poll currently running has more than 60% voting that Chip Kelly left the Oregon coaching job because heavy-duty sanctions are coming down on the Ducks. And when it comes to the investigative hounds in the NCAA, not even Phil Knight's Nike money will be able to buy them off. Otherwise, would you leave pristine Eugene, Oregon, and a program that has dominated the Pac-12 conference for Philadelphia in the fall and winter, and a fan base that's as patient as a pack of snarling dogs? There is already a raging debate in Philly over whether Kelly should keep quarterback Michael Vick because the oft-injured lefty fits Kelly's run-and-shoot Northwest Coast offense. Whether Kelly chooses to run that offense in the NFL is a big question because it's based on having a quarterback like RG3 or RW1 from Seattle. Griffin lasted one season before tearing up his knee, and Russell Wilson ran his way out of trouble in his amazing rookie year that should not have ended Sunday against the Falcons. Vick hasn't been able to stay healthy as a pocket passer with the Eagles, so how is a new coach going to build an offense around him? Those are challenges Chip Kelly is happy to tackle now that he doesn't have to face questions about the NCAA sanctions soon to be announced against Oregon football. We know how disruptive that can be to a program, so Kelly probably decided to quit while he was ahead. All the fancy Nike uniform changes and high-octane offense won't mean much when a program goes on probation and is ineligible to play in the postseason. And by all reports, that is what Oregon is facing. Does the NFL care about that? Hell no. They pay their players legally, so why should a college coach in charge of a program that did that matter to anyone in Philly? For Kelly, who was from New Hampshire and coached small college before going to Oregon, it's a welcome escape back to the East Coast. But whether he fits in rough, tough Philly after 5 years under the NCAA radar in outdoorsy Oregon will be a great subplot next season. This is Archansky. See ya.